And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 28th of May, 2009. It's the birthday of the novelist Maeve Binchy, born in Dalkey, Ireland, 1940, author of 15 novels, nearly all of which have been bestsellers. In 2000, Brits ranked Maeve Binchy as their sixth favorite writer of all time. She came in ahead of Jane Austen, Dickens, and Shakespeare. A reporter told her about this, and Maeve Binchy said, "A lot of my sales are at airports. You are not likely to buy King Lear for a pleasant read on a 2.5-hour journey." Maeve Binchy, who said she had the misfortune for a writer of a pleasant childhood, she said, "My memory of my home was that it was very happy and that there was more fun and life there than there was anywhere else. My mother could do all kinds of things, like take a bone out of your throat if it got stuck and you were choking, or clean out a turkey on Christmas Eve when it arrived far from oven ready. She could take out splinters and cure headaches. She went to an all-girls school, Convent of the Holy Child, run by English nuns, and after college went to work as a teacher at an all-girls Catholic school where she taught Latin, later at a Jewish school in Dublin where she taught French. Very popular teacher. She loved to travel, and when she was traveling, she kept in touch with her parents by writing long, rambling letters home," she said, "editing out the bits they didn't need to know, bits about falling in love with highly unsuitable foreigners. She said, my parents were so impressed with these eager letters from abroad, they got them typed and sent them to a newspaper, and that's how I became a writer." She got a job with the Irish Times as women's editor and started writing a column, which she wrote for 30 years. She married another writer, Gordon Snell, 1977. They lived in London for a time, and then she longed to return to her hometown of Dalkey. Moved back, bought a cottage a few blocks away from the house she'd grown up in, realized that she needed to earn some more money to make the mortgage payments, so she set out to write a novel. She got up every morning at 5 o'clock, put in a few hours of writing before she went into work at the newspaper. And her first novel, Light a Penny Candle, came out in 1982, was a bestseller. She and her husband still live in the cottage in Dalkey, a seaside town about 10 miles south of Dublin. They work side by side in a study on the second floor. She said, in all our years together, we've only twice had rows. Once was in the Los Angeles airport about men not asking directions, and the other was about the law of copyright. We were in a Greek restaurant, and we were asked to leave. In 2000, Maeve Binchy announced her semi-retirement, but since then she's written 4 more novels, most recently Heart and Soul, which came out last year. Here's a poem for today by Joseph Miller entitled Lyrical. The spaniel next door yaps at the sparrows. He yaps at the crows and the mailman. Yaps at the compost pile and the sunflower. Yaps at the rain and the sky. He yaps at the steps leading down to the creek where the flax plants bloom high as my waist, and blue flowers force their way up through small stones the color of night. He yaps at the garbage truck's backup beeper, iron bell song of the priest and bridegroom, song of the lone ship, song of the train, song of the big waves rolling and breaking over the western reefs. He yaps at the rosebush, yaps at the fence, song of the sidewalk cracked in half, the wine bottle resting against the curb, the neighbor who doesn't come home. Joseph Miller's poem, Lyrical, from Fortune, published by Eastern Washington University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.